Hello, everybody out there in farm country. We have fringe groups in this country, also in Europe, that just simply are against any kind of economic growth or any kind of technological development. Among other reasons, this country is the greatest nation in the world by far because we have led the world with innovation and a willingness to solve problems. Do we really believe that we can maintain our global leadership if we continue to duck all the tough issues? The Greenpeace nuts of the world wring their hands and worry if we'll have enough food to feed the world. Yet they oppose genetic engineering, which is pushing up yields by a wide margin wherever used. The tree hugger crowd are afraid we'll destroy the environment. Yet they fight wind energy because the windmills might once in a great while kill a bird. Those are the dumb birds anyway. Al Gore, global warming alarmists, are against drilling for oil in Alaska and off our coast. It's going to take a while to develop all of these new sources of energy. In the meantime, we need oil. We're sending our money to our adversaries in the Middle East and Venezuela and even Russia, which makes them stronger. How dumb is that? On another front, liberals oppose trade. They argue that it costs jobs. We should not be outsourcing our work. I would remind them that our national unemployment rate has been running at 4 or 5%. Here in Northern Virginia and D.C. area, the rate is almost 3%. Anyone that really wants a job can find work. Liberals cry about the fate of the poor of the world, but don't want to trade with them, allow them to use genetic engineered seeds to increase food production. We have a long list of challenges on our plate that we don't seem to have the political will to deal with. Let's not forget immigration, Social Security, and Medicare running out of money. Subject for another day. We can't let the liberal fringe set the agenda. They're against everything. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.